Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, what the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This will be released on Tuesday, the fucking whatever date that's going to be. What date's Tuesday going to be? Definitely should have looked that up before. Yeah, Tuesday's going to be the 23rd. But because we're busy, you know, I have to plan forward, you know, things like this outfit. Do you know what I mean? Put on a Hawaiian shirt and a pink Idols hat and these glasses that I got for £2. That's planning, guys. You know what I mean? You thought this was an accident? You thought this much drip just dripped on its own? Nah. I'm the drip maker. Okay? Here we are on a Sunday. Early in the morning. I've had 2 cups of coffee. I can't quite breathe correctly because my heart is surging. Okay? Let's do it. Let's plug some shit before we move on here. This is the usual shit. You know what I mean? But I gotta do it. We have Lavery's. The first and third of every bastard in month. So basically the next one we've got is on the 7th of August and then the 21st of August. We got lineups coming up. It's going to be very exciting. That's plugged. Move it aside. If you want to buy some merch, if you want to buy some Dead on Mafia tees, if you want to buy some fucking General Banter Podcast t-shirts, if you want to buy some general apparel t-shirt, the whole site is more or less restocked bar a few things. So if you want to get on there, get yourself a fucking t-shirt, all the white Dead on Mafia ones. We'll get it out to you. Don't even fucking worry about it. Also, the tour has been launched. I'm playing all over the place. I'm waiting on people to get back to me for the UK tour. Whenever you're fucking ready, guys. So that'll be happening. The tour is all over the place. If you go to shine.net, you'll see all the tickets. Little Northern Irish regional tour. And then over to the mainland, as you might say, for some big gigs in the major cities. They added another date to Oma. If you're going to Oma and playing dailies, it's part of the tour, but it sold out like fucking that, so they added another one. So you know what I mean? Grab both my tits, twist them up, squeeze it into a flat white. And what the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh yeah, the Odyssey, the second night at the Odyssey is on sale, 24th of January. What else are you doing, bro? You know what I mean? Go to both of them. Who gives a fuck? Let's get on it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how many have sold already, but I'm going to have to... I basically have a ton of stand-up clips to help promote it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's crack on with this podcast. I'm going to have to stop this and restart it because I've hit the wrong recording setting. So fuck my ass. See you after the fucking intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Okay, went to speak, nearly died. Great start to the podcast. Shout out to everyone who got in touch with me about the podcast with Tom the Bear, saying it was great crack. We'll get on to that in a second. Let me just start this little podcast with something. Okay, bear with me here. Hold on. Let me just find something. I just watched an ad on TV that made me absolutely furious, okay? Check this out. This is an ad for Maltesers. I'll play it once through. I couldn't believe my fucking eyeballs. Ready?
So, new boyfriend.
All right.
And we are back at his, getting a little...
frisky.
Don't come frisky. My hands may have been wandering slightly.
Go on.
And then I start having a spasm.
No.
Which he misinterprets.
So awkward.
He was a good lady.
You're so bad.
That's what he said.
Now, first of all, I'll run you through what happens, right? Here's the crack. Girl in a wheelchair, you know, not a push one, the proper like nsk nsk, right? She's sitting there. Let's break this down.
So, new boyfriend.
New boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend. So this is wokeness fucking itself in the ass here, right? Girl in a wheelchair. She's got a new boyfriend. Everyone's like, look at her being fucking sexually capable.
All right. And we are back at his.
Back at his.
Getting a little frisky.
Back at his getting a little frisky, okay?
My hands may have been wandering.
Her hands were wandering, okay? Feeling all over him, squeezing his cock.
Starting. Come on. And then I start having a spasm.
Now she starts having a spasm. I don't know what medical disorder she has, but something to do with, you know, her disability makes her have a spasm.
Which he misinterprets.
Which he misinterprets, okay? This is why we're in a very weird time. She literally just said, you know, we're fucking making out. My hands are wandering, aka your hands aren't wandering unless they're touching genitals. You know what I mean? If someone like fucking, oh my god, his hand wandered onto my shoulder. That's not how. He's like, she was feeling his cock. Then she starts having a spasm, which he misinterprets. You know, her hands are wandering. She's reached down to his cock, grabbed it. I'm reading between the lines here. Then she has a spasm and he goes, oh yeah. And as if she's going to go, oh no. I was just resting my hand on your dick. Then I had a spasm.
So awkward.
So awkward. Then.
He wasn't complaining.
He wasn't complaining because it felt like a wank. And then she shakes the Maltesers and then squirt, and he squirts Maltesers everywhere.
You're so bad, that's what he said.
You're so bad, that's what he said. What in the name of fuck did I just watch? First of all, it's straight up bad. Like, it's, now I know maybe what they're doing. They're like, what's the boundaries of decency we can push on a fucking TV ad? But, and I love a bit of filth. But this is essentially what happened there. Oh, I was with the new boyfriend the other night. Oh, is that right? I slipped the hand, squeezing his dick a wee bit, and then I got a fucking seizure. He thought I was fucking wanking him off viciously. Oh my god, that's wild. He wasn't complaining. Jizzed all over the place. Do you want a chocolate? Huh? How many fucking... Is this going to be all Maltesers fucking ads at the minute, like? You know what I mean? From now on. I was going to fuck this girl on. She goes, oh, I'm on the blob. And I just went, ah, fuck, I'll stick it in anyway. Do you want a Freddo? Huh? You know what I mean?
I was with a man the other night. And he was going down south with his mouth. And I neglected to tell him that I had, four falafel wraps for lunch. Bit gassy and guffed in his mouth. Raspberry ruffle.
Unbelievable. My, it's just, what the fuck are you doing trying to sell my, if someone goes, do you want a Malteser now? I'm just going to go, oh, come. Guys, come. No thanks.
So, new boyfriend.
Right.
And we are back at his, getting a little frisky.
Don't frisky.
My hands may have been wandering,
starting.
Mm-hmm. Come on. And then I start having a spasm.
No.
Which he misinterprets.
So awkward.
He wasn't complaining.
Like, she's literally, like, doing the wanker sign on an ad for fucking chocolate. He wasn't complaining. Ah! Why am I so annoyed at this? I started having a spasm. This is on fucking TV, an ad for fucking Maltesers. He wasn't complaining. Huh? Anyway, do you want a bit? Do you want the chocolate? Scan a wheelchair, box, bag of Maltesers. So I was with a girl the other night, and my hands were wandering, and by that I mean I was fingering her, and had a spasm, and went absolutely back mad, and oh, you dirty bugger. She wasn't complaining, and then he just goes, you know what I mean? Ever yarn. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Look at that. She's literally wanking us in. Oh, yeah. Also, that's a side wank. You know what I mean? And then he spritzed. Maybe that's not what she's talking about. Maybe she's like, I was fisted him. And then, oh, 5 chocolate nuggets fell out of his dumper.
You're so bad. That's what he said.
You're so bad, that's what he said. Like, what in the utter fuckery is that ad? Like, you know what I mean? I was with a girl the other night, and the hands were wandering, and my whole fist found a way into a vagina. And I, tell you what, boys, I spasmed up, and bit of a spritzing. And needless to say, I had to buy a new laptop. Vileda. Bounty. When you have a stubborn spillage. it's for fucking chocolate. Do you know what I mean?
I tell you what, I was wanking a guy off the other night and I had a spasm. And I came all over the place, did I? Do you want a wee snack?
Starting, go on. And then I start having a spasm.
No.
Which he misinterprets.
I mean, is having an orgasm spasming also, anyway?
So awkward. He wasn't complaining.
And then wank, wank, wank. Oh, I can't get over that. Wank, 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 wank. Splurt Maltesers. Have they tried to do, like, the Skittle ad? Where there's these ones like having sex, and he jizzes fucking Skittles in her face.
Is it cold in here?
No, oh, it's hot. Give me some sugar, dirty.
Get ready for my sweetness. Ooh, it's about to come, it's about to come, it's about to come. Ooh, turn around.
Share the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
You see, the problem with that is they made that for the internet and it was funny and banned. And it's visual. I feel like, I mean, that's way more crass. That's literally like a guy's fucking his wife. You know.
Sweetness.
On their wedding night, which, fair play if you've got energy for that shit.
Turn around.
And then turn around for the old splurt. And then douche. Hits her with a load of Skittles. I mean, that's a pretty erotic shot there. But that's so over the top stupid that it's banned and it's on the internet that it's fine. This other one's like, you know, so much like innuendo, like, oh God. And then he misinterpreted me holding his cock. While you're watching, like, fucking Holmes Under the Hammer. That's a lie. I mean, I don't know. Okay. That's a rant over. Not a good rant. Didn't think much about it up front, but you know, just I think what it is, there was a Patton Oswalt joke a while ago, many years ago, and he was like, when people try and like dress up innuendos, it creeps me out a lot more than people just saying it straight up. You know what I mean? Like if that ad had been like, I was fucking feeling some guy's cock there then, I got a spasm, and he was loving it, jizzed all over the place. Hey, do you want a fucking smarty? I would think that was fine. But then once you dirty it up, you're just like, that's crap. That's crap. Let me see if I can get that bit just to. By the way, I was about to say something about... how do you spell innuendo? I'm such a fucking idiot. Where the fuck are you? Clean filth, that's it.
I want to fuck you so hard. I want to shove my hard cock in your wet pussy. I want you to suck my prick until I shoot hot cum down your throat. I want to eat your sopping pussy. Every time I do a TV show, and I have a line like that, the producers never say to me, don't say that, because I wouldn't say it. I know you can't say that on TV. They always say, can you think of a cute, G-rated way you could say that so we can broadcast it? There's nothing more offensive and disturbing to me than G-rated filth. Like, what is worse? Like, I want to fuck your wet pussy, or I'm going to fill your hoo-ha with goof juice, which, right there, that's totally G-rated. You can say that on TV. It's fucking horrifying. That is what you say to a girl that you have in a pit in the bottom of your basement as you're lowering stuff in a basket. When Captain Frosting gets done with your hairy bingle bangle, it's going to look like a rat in a rainstorm when I'm all done with my love paints. All right, again, all that was totally fucking G-rated. Go home tonight when you're fucking and go, I'm going to fill your hoo-ha with goof juice and get ready for the bracing feel of mace. Oh, it's coming. The wintry freshness.
Now, I have seen a better version of that. That's from some live thing, but there is a better version of that. But still making the point, you know what I mean? Just say the gross thing that you want to say, because everything else just seems creepy as fuck. I was sort of mentioned a second ago, like, about ads and in between Holmes and the Hammer. I know BBC don't do ads. I watched Holmes and the Hammer the other day, you know, just to break myself in for fatherhood. Just watching daytime TV. How many takes do they do when the person walks in the room and they're like... Now, this is very much a visual cue for the YouTube watchers, but, like, they send them into the room and they're like... They'll be like, all right, can you reset there? And we'll go again, take two, cut, burp, go ahead. And then it's like... We want you to walk out, walk back in, and pretend like your fucking mind is blown, that someone's tiled the wall. Basic. And then you watch the ones in London and they're like, I think it's quite a nice place. And it's a fucking kip. Like, you could literally stand with your back against one wall with an erection and touch the fucking front door. I think this would, you know, easily fetch something in the range of, you know, £1,750 per calendar month. Fuck living in London, like. Jesus Christ. It's a dump, innit? I hate London. But it's literally like... It's literally fucking like, yeah, I think it's nice, you know, there's a short walk to the bathroom outside and, you know, there is a well provided at the back of the house. You can scoop your own water out when you want to make a cup of tea. And, you know, it's all nice and compact and small and not like trying to talk about shit things as if, you know, not much surface area to clean. That's a, you know, it won't be hard to heat the place because, you know, you do one fart and you're kept warm for the winter. And I'd say this would fetch somewhere in the range of, you know, £3,800 per calendar month, plus fucking, you know, council tax and whatever else. You have to be a goddamn fucking millionaire just to live in a flat with a toilet in the flat. Incredible. Speaking of money, I done a few shows recently and, you know, we run the old business now. We've got a company and everything gets filtered through everybody and everyone's taking their VAT off everything. And you're just like, it is disheartening when you get to a certain point and you go, why did I bother going to the lengths of trying to fucking do a gig this size or something when there's no money left? And it's probably all relative. By the way, oh, I'm going off on one about something I don't even know about. See this fucking being taxed on your turnover type shit? and people taking your money, and then you're just like, oh, you have 20%, I'll pay 20%. Someone else had it for 2 seconds, they'll take 20%. And you're just like, okay, there's not many 20% left here, guys. You know? Could we not all winked at each other, paid each other off a bit, and then just walked away? You know what I mean? Is that illegal? We're going to jail? Jesus Christ. I'd hate to be in a band. Say if I was in a band with like 5 people in it. Is that what bands do? Do they go like, okay, we look like a 5-piece, but I started this band, so all you cunts are being hired as like session musicians. So we go do gigs and you cunts get fucking 50 quid an hour. And we're only playing for an hour. Suck my dick. I don't know how it works, but fuck me. Jesus Christ. Nightmare. Anyway, I'll talk you through what I did the other day. We were going down to stay. Oh my God, you fucking piece of shit. We're going down to stay in a hotel / spa type setup. And first of all, it was on the way, we passed Tom the Bear O'Mahony's house. So we decided to go in there and do a quick podcast. It's available on all the platforms. But as we were fucking going down to his house, Maureen had already rang this place because she wanted like a pregnancy massage, which is where they put you on your side instead of laying you flat on their belly. Hold on a second, just write a note down there. And they basically were like, listen, it's going to take forever. But then she rang up and they were like, okay, we've got a cancellation at 2:30 here. She's like, brilliant. And I'd already planned to be down at Tom's pretty early. So I was like, right, let's get down here, do the podcast. You know, if you watch the podcast pretty quick, we even talked on that one about, right, I got to get the fuck out of here. So we finished up, absolutely floored it, the fucking, this place in Wexford, and got in there. I said to Maureen, I was like, listen, I want you to fucking go in there with your fucking swimsuit and all that shit. Just take what you need and you go in and I'll sort all the bags. I'll go to the room, all that shit. This is at 2:15 or something like that. She flies on in. I'm like, great. I'll wait in the lobby for a second. I thought in my head that this place was like check-in at 4. I don't know why, which is like, would be ridiculous because the day's nearly fucking over. So I was like, right, you run on in there. I'll grab the bags. I'll bring them in. I'll wait till the woman calls me. So I come in, check in. I'm like, is the room ready by any chance? Sometimes the rooms are ready. She goes, the room's not ready. And I went, right, okay, I'll take a seat. So I thought maybe, she goes, it'll be a wee minute or two. And I was like, okay. So I wait there from 2:30 to 3. And I'm like, okay, I'll go up and chance my arm here. A few people have went in and out. And I'm like, how's it going? I was just wondering if that room was ready. She goes, oh, it'll be a few minutes, sir. Turns out, I thought the check-in was at 4. It's actually at 3. So I was like, sorry, you know, can I get in? She goes, okay, I'm sorry, sir. It's not quite ready. Just a few minutes. I take a seat. As I take a seat, this massive load of fucking wedding guests come in to this hotel. They're all checking in, fucking about. So I was like, right, I'm just going to have to wait till this rush is over anyway. I wait till that's done. It's like fucking 2:30 at this point. I go up, I'm like, is there any chance that room's ready? And she goes, I'm so sorry, it's not quite ready yet, sir. And I was like, okay. And then I go, right, that's fair enough. And then I was thinking in my head, okay, the check-in's at 4 anyway, so it's only like fucking 20 minutes away. I'll sit here, I uploaded a podcast, I was chilling out. And I go up at 4, like 4:05, and I'm like, right, it has to be ready now. I know it was chancing my arm the rest of the time. And I'm like, is that ready? Is that room ready? And she goes, apologies, sir, it's not ready. If you know, we'll give you a shout when it's ready. So sorry for the delay. And I sit down, the girl comes over and she goes, okay, I'm very sorry. It's going to take a wee minute. Can I get you a drink or a fucking coffee or anything? And I was like, nah, I'm all right. At this point, Tom the Bear gave me like fucking liquid meth. I don't know what the fuck it was. But I was like, you know, when you drink a coffee and you feel it go down your fucking veins? I was like, this is the fucking gear. So I was sitting there but then I get this weird thing with coffee where I have too many of them and then I'm like, my eyes are tired and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? I'm having a heart attack, but I'm sleepy. She comes over, offers me a drink. I'm like, no. And then she goes, I'll give you a shout when it's ready. And I sat there for fucking till like literally 4:25. And she comes over and she goes, I'm so sorry. Here's your key for the room. So I take the key, go up the room. Maureen's like, are you coming down here? And I was like, nah, I literally just set foot in the room 2 hours and 15 minutes later. And like, this is a fancy, we've been before. this is fucking fancy. And, you know, there's things included that just come as bog standard, you know what I mean? Like, we got in, there's big bottles of water in the room, no water in the room. You know, you can walk down to the spa, so they give you, like, robes and fucking, you know, flip-flops and stuff. There was none of that shit in the room. And within the bog, there's literally, like, you know, when someone has been, like, on their hands and knees, boking into a toilet, and it's run down, like, the front of the toilet, and I was like, oh, they've missed that one. So already, furious. Not furious, but I was just like, well, fuck this. And then I'd just been driving that long and done a podcast. You know, you're just mentally wrecked. And I just fucking lay down in the bed and went to sleep. Didn't even get at the fucking spa on the first day. Unbelievable. Maureen came back. She was like, oh my God, I had the pregnancy massage. The girl was class at it, you know, whatever. And I was like, much was it? 90 quid. She better have fingered you to death for 90 quid. But, and then, you know, she came back up the room and then we literally fell asleep for about 2 fucking hours on this giant bed until we woke up and had to go to dinner. So I essentially drove the whole way down there, paid a fucking fortune, signed up to ITV Hub Plus so that we could watch fucking Love Island, which I must cancel. Write a note, cancel ITV Hub, you know? Watch that, she fell asleep immediately, and I'm just sitting there like, okay, here's how my day went. Did a podcast, drove for 2 hours, did a podcast with Tom, drove for another hour, waited for fucking near 2.5 hours in a lobby, went upstairs, fell asleep, ate a dinner, watched Love Island, fell asleep, got up, ate some fucking black pudding, drove for more miles, all the while with a foot full of gout. If it is gout, I don't even know yet. I don't know what the fuck it is. So yeah, it was just one of those experiences where you're like, well, what I should have done is taken a large whack of money and just fed it underneath a fucking lawnmower, because that's a sin. Maureen had a lovely time. Okay? Maureen had a fucking lovely time. I got these £2 sunglasses the next day. We're all happy. Okay? She got the massage, the 3-course fancy dinner, the mocktails, the fucking Love Island in bed. You know, the lovely breakfast, the swim around in the spa. We went to the fucking Happy Pear, which is the biggest fucking bluff in the food industry. I mean, that's a famous place. You know what I mean? You look at it on fucking Instagram. It's got a lot of followers. But it's vegan food. You know what I mean? And shout out to vegans, because you're living your life with a large fucking segment of joy taken away. Fair play to you. You have the mental strength to push through with, I mean, food is a massive pleasure, obviously, you know. You're looking at me going, Colin, you seem to have a lot of pleasure eating food. Correct. But like, you know what I mean? You want the full spectrum of food. Delicious, you know, if you eat it in moderation, I'm sure you can enjoy whatever the fuck you want. But vegan food, they've went, okay, we have to take out most of the tasty shit. You know, nothing's going to have butter in it. Nothing's going to have fucking dairy products. No cheese, no fucking whatever. You're taking out a massive wedge of pleasure out of your life. And people are like, yeah, but they last longer. And you're like, no, you sit with diarrhea most of your life. But so anyway, Maureen likes to go there because, you know, it's big on the internet and people, you know, it's like a magpie. She's like, oh, shiny thing. Heard of that. Let's go there. And I'm walking up the street and there's literally like seafood restaurants, bars with people eating fucking like amazing food outside. You know, we Italian places, fucking gourmet cafe, all this shit. And you're walking up the street to this place who has the best social media and the place is a fucking kip. You know what I mean? It's all fucking, oh, a bit of wood, just paint over that and white. No, that'll do. You know, and you go in, I was like, can I get a fucking falafel wrap, please? Sounds like a dinosaur, falafel wrap. And I walked out more, he's like, let's go outside. Meanwhile, I can't walk, you know what I mean? I feel like I've got a fucking dagger in my foot, and I'm like, just making my way around. And I was eating a bit of chewing gum, and I set my fucking dinner down for 1 second, and I turned away to throw the chewing gum in the bin, and I turned back around. And there's a fucking bird just tonguing my hummus. I was like, these are the fanciest, fucking healthiest and fattest birds in this fucking area of Ireland. Shall we hang out outside the fucking happy pear and we'll get, you know, fuck eating bird seed and whatnot. Let's go get ourselves a fucking... Do you want some hummus? Trevor, will you take a hummus, would you? Come on, go for a fucking hummus. There's literally bake marks in the fucking hummus. Maureen sitting there with a plate of fucking compost, like, isn't this gorgeous? We can make this at home. And you're like, yeah. Let's make a lasagna with none of the things that are in lasagna in it and then call it lasagna. That's what they do. Oh, this is a gorgeous, absolutely fucking beautiful. Those two that run it are so over the top, like, absolutely fucking beautiful hummus. Their hummus is decent, like, but, you know, hummus is like the fucking staple for any vegan, isn't it, really? Liquid baby shit, but it's like, I can't believe those birds, bro. Couldn't believe it. I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely sick of eating worms, man. Do you want a fucking lentil dal or what's the crack? Beak marks in my hummus. That's the name of the podcast. What a wee cunt. Anyway, fuck's sake. Yeah, they fucking... I don't even know where that story was going. We then went to some shopping centre on the way home. I thought I was going to fucking buy all around me. You know what I mean? Like, just heal my wounds by buying Vans. And I go in the shop and I'm like, I literally have all these Vans. Not really, but like, you know, you want something a bit different. You're like, okay, they're the same as my other ones. I know all Vans are kind of the same, but I was just like, this isn't fucking, this isn't cutting it. Walked all around this fucking, it was Dundrum Shopping Centre. Enormous. It's like a goddamn city. Walking around fucking, trying to find a baby shop, and then just walked into the baby shop and just looked around. I mean, this is the thing about having a baby, your first baby. You do all this looking around. You're like, oh, let's go in here, let's go in here, let's go in here. You know, you're never going to buy it till you absolutely need it. Do you know what I mean? You're looking at all this shit, and you're like, oh, we'll get one of these, we'll get one of these, we'll get one of these. And you're like, but yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to take a fucking baby bed home right now and just leave it in the fucking house or whatever? Madness. Anyway, I've talked briefly on Tom's podcast about going to that antenatal class again. So funny. It's so boring. Like, it is so fucking boring and like borderline patronizing. But then you look around the room and you go, these are, you know, I don't want to judge, bar like the very obvious normal looking people. You're just like, scumbag. Although one thing I did notice, I said to Maureen, it was like, there's no young people in here. Do you know what I mean? Everyone that's having a baby nowadays is like fucking 26 and above. You know, there's no like fucking, you know, 17-year-old that got up the duff by accident. It's all people in there like, no, this is a conscious decision to have a baby. Is it your first? That's the first. He's gone wild on the drink and all. Yeah, I haven't seen him. He thinks it's like, this fucking life's over. He's away on the drink and all. It's fucking wild. Jesus Christ. And you're just sitting there like, bored. And it's, you know what the most boring bit is? They just play videos. They just go like, so yeah, you're gonna have a feeling, and then we've got a wee... Oh, I nearly, it's the closest I've ever been to just like storming out of a place. She talked for about half an hour, and then was just like, okay, we're just gonna play one wee video before we break for a wee refreshing break or whatever. Okay, so this video is about what your baby experiences when it's in the womb. So here is a wee video. And she fucking clicked it and it was 23 minutes long. And I went, oh no. No. 23 minutes long. What the fuck? And it was all like, oh, your baby can't really see anything. It's, you know, everything blends into one. And if you're gonna, you know, the baby likes to look at like sort of very bold, you know, shapes and stuff to help train its eyes and whatever, blah de blah, and it'll pick up on noise and vibes and all. I was talking to Tom about it. Literally, this one shot, and it's voiced over by James Nesbitt. It's like, your baby will fucking be able to pick up on certain shapes and movements and vibes and react to aggression and shouting and whatever. And this woman seems to be in a fucking bar with a baby. And the baby's like, it's all blurry, like it's trying to make out shapes. And this woman just stands up because she's having a row with her husband and fucking hits him in the face. And I literally, in the middle of this quiet class, went, and I pissed myself laughing. I was like, what an extreme, what a way over the top fucking thing to show. If you're having a baby and in the first week you want to fucking take it to fucking, if you want to take your baby to fucking, you know, Witherspoons and let it witness a domestic fucking abuse case, you can do that because it'll train its eyes to focus. Unbelievable. You're like, if it can't, I feel like that's a bit too young to be taking it out on the piss or really out in public that much anyway. That's the baby hard and all. Come on, we'll go to fucking the Dirty Onion for the afternoon. They let dogs in. I'm sure they'll let a fucking pregnant baby in. Just on the rip with a wee one. Don't be, no one slap anybody because he's very susceptible to things. He learns bad habits if he watches people slapping each other. No one should be slapping anyone, okay? Equality. Don't be slapping anyone. Drives me nuts. I don't know what the fuck to talk about now. Speaking of equality, someone told me to look this up. I believe it was Steph from the Review Gangster, shout out. Accusations fly at human rights hearing into transgender woman's Brazilian wax complaint. And it's a big fucking fat dude with a crown. Jessica Yaniv, a.k.a. Brian. A transgender woman in BC describes herself as LGBTQ activist, a.k.a. unemployed and a fucking mentalist. I'm an activist. You just haven't fucking figured out what you want to do with your life yet. What is that word? A substantive? Substantive? I don't even know what that word is. I'm fucking an idiot. Remained at the core of the raucous day-long hearing. Should a business be allowed to deny service on the basis of gender identity? A business should be able to fucking turn down anything. Vancouver, ABC Human Rights Tribunal hearing devolved into repeated outbursts of name-calling this week as it considered a transgender woman's complaint that a home-based salon discriminated against her by denying her Brazilian wax. Well, I mean, at one point the complainant, I swear to God, I do not know words. Compared the business owner to a neo-Nazi. No! The lawyer for the business owner accused the complainant... Is that even how you say that? Of engaging in half-truths and fabrications. Tribunal adjudicator Devin, whatever the fuck, frequently had to interject to maintain decorum and to keep the hearing from careening off course. I know exactly probably what was happening there. Like, refer to them as a neo-Nazi. It'd be like, I'm trans and I went in there identifying as a woman to get my fucking cock pussy waxed and they denied me. And now she's gone full blown like, you're a fucking neo-Nazi. And you're like, what does that even fucking mean? Maureen wanted a fucking pregnancy massage and she had to email ahead of a certain place like, sorry, you're a massage place, do you do pregnancy massage, which means someone has to be trained in how to like do it, almost like a, not a deep tissue, but like a massage on their side. It's a whole different thing and you can't just land in at a place and be like, I know you wax blurts, work your way around this cock. But a substantive, What are these words? Remain at the core of the raucous day-long hearing. Should a business be allowed to deny service on the basis of a gender identity? Jessica Yaniv, the complainant, told the hearing she was entitled to receive the advertised wax service and that if the tribe... That's the worst word of all time. Entitled. I'm entitled. And that if the tribunal ruled against her, it could be dangerous to a dangerous peasant. You cannot choose who your clientele is going to be. Yes, you can. I have no problem with LGBT. However, the business owner said she was not comfortable carrying out a Brazilian wax on a person with male genitalia, nor did she have the training for it. There you go! I was about to say that a minute ago. What if we went to fucking beauty school and they're like, right, okay, chances are it's going to be a lot of fucking cis fucking women coming into this goddamn... Here's the thing. It's a hard argument to have at the minute because the trans movement has... I'm sure it did exist to a certain extent, but it is almost fucking popular now. Do you know what I mean? It literally is like... It seems like... I mean, if you were a legit trans person, I bet you even you've witnessed fucking people being like, nah, that cunt's just fucking looking attention or something. You know what I mean? It seems like all these activists, you know, if you... You know, it's like we had the Ashers thing over here. There was a case in America where people were going around businesses and basically waiting until a fucking bakery wouldn't make them a cake with like a cock on it. And then they were like, these guys are discriminating against whatever. And you're like, what are you fucking doing? The business is allowed to turn down whoever the fuck it wants. Realistically, like, within reason. And like, a lot of these are definitely within reason. If you were going to beauty school, training up, a lot of women are going to come in here and get fucking, you know, Brazilian wax. You know, I'm sure there's ways to do it where it's like, you know, they work around you fucking with the wee fucking waxy pants on. So you're not sitting there with your full blurred out, unless you do that. I have no idea. And then all of a sudden, this big fucking fat cunt of a dude comes in with a cock. And you're like, okay, I don't really know how to handle this, to be honest. You know, I really don't. Let me see what else we got. The complaint heard Wednesday is one of more than a dozen filed by Yaniv. There we go. Absolute fucking mental case. Who describes herself as a digital marketing expert and LGBT activist. All allege she was the subject of discrimination by salons. A few complaints have been settled without hearing or withdrawn. Yaniv also made headlines recently for engaging in a social media spat with free speech advocate Lindsay Shepherd, in which they both made disparaging remarks about each other. Twitter subsequently banned Shepherd from the platform, but not Yaniv. The tribunal had initially issued a publication banning Sheila Yaniv's identity, but on Wednesday, the judge, I don't know how to say that, decided to lift the ban based on Yaniv's social media presence and public advocacy. Yeah. Okay, this is the full fucking thing, but this is that sort of virtue signaling wokeness going mad. Like, look at this fucking ape. There's something fucking wrong with you if you're like, you know, like the real fucking inspiring people, like winning, you know, respect and fucking recognition for things like the trans movement are the ones who just fucking crack on. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's such and such from whatever. Oh, they're trans, but then they also are accomplished in a field. This person's literally like, oh, I am a big fat fucking dude who, you know, identifies as a woman, I suppose, even though there's no gender. And is attacking things like, I'm going to go up here. Can you give me a Brazilian wax? And you get down there and go, I have a cock. I don't know, we're not really trained in that. You fucking Nazis. Yous are fucking useless. You need to retrain. It's 2019. Some women have cock and bollocks. Yous are disgusting. On to the next one. Hiya. I was wondering if I could get a Brazilian wax. Okay. I'm trans, by the way. I've got a cock. Okay, let me speak to the manager. Yeah, the manager says we don't really, you know, deal with waxing of male genitalia. Like, this is a female cock, you fucking primitive cunts. This is a tubular dangly blurt. What the fuck would you know about waxing? Shave it yourself, dickhead. You know what I mean? Go on a run. I mean, it's fucking mad. I mean, it's nearly something that doesn't even fucking make sense. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I would love to see, you know, the guy goes in, girl starts like fondling around his dick. You know what I mean? Waxing away. He's got a full boner. Sorry, I'm My tubular vagina's getting a bit fucking aroused there. I mean, it's not like an attack on trans people. It's literally just like we're in this period now where people are just have to not question anything or else you're seen as a fucking Nazi. You just have to be like, oh yeah, I've been waxing fannies for 2.5 years now at fucking fanny waxers. Can you wax my cock? Sure, I'll just pretend like that's normal. You know what I mean? You're sitting on a bed, but it's just... I don't know. I mean, it's... I mean, I enjoy the fucking confidence of it. Like, you are a certain way, and you make everybody, you know, adhere to how you want to act. And then if they don't do that, you literally fucking publicly shit on their whole life. You know what I mean? It's like... Do you know what I mean? You're just going to get things. I try to do a bit of material about it, about like body positivity. You're just going to get people who are like straight up taking the piss because they feel discriminated against. You know what I mean? The joke is always like, oh yeah, these magazines don't like, you know, represent what a real woman looks like. I don't see big girls being represented by Victoria's Secret. And then was it Kevin Hart or something? He's like, yeah, I don't see fucking any guys my size in the fucking NBA. Not a lot of fucking midgets being represented in the NBA. Things just are what they are a lot of the times. Do you know what I mean? I can't just walk around acting like a fucking complete... And people will be like, that's because you're white and privileged. You do that anyway. Just walking around fucking acting however you want. And then people have to just fucking... Just like me going into... I'm trying to think what the fuck would be similar. Going into like fucking... some bra shop. I mean, like, can you fit this around my back? And they're like, sorry, we don't really have a thing that size. And I'll be like, you fucking sizist, sexist, transphobic pieces of shit. I'm going to take a photo of you, put this on the internet and be like, she refused to make a fucking bra for a 32-year-old grown man who, let's face it, probably actually could do with a bra. I mean, like, literally, I fucked myself out of that argument. That was a bad argument. Do you know what I mean? We need to figure that out. But, fuck, I fucked it. I fucked myself. We live in a different day and age now. Yeah, where someone's job can be activist. Fuck up. You're attempting to mislead the tribunal. It's funny, isn't it? Over the past year, the centre has made headlines for launching a legal challenge in Alberta in surrounding the formation of school clubs that are designed to support LGBTQ students, gay straight alliances. It's like fucking... I mean... The Justice Centre obtained an expert who operates as a men-only salon. The expert testified male clients will often get aroused when receiving waxing services. Also, the ideal wax for male genitals is different because the skin is very thin. There you go. Like, argument over. If somewhere is like, okay, we do Brazilian waxes on female fucking blurts, and then some dude's like, can you wax my balls? And it's like, okay, we're not actually trained in that. We probably don't have the right product to even use. And also, I don't want to fucking be sitting here working around your fucking boner. I mean, you end up in a fucking rabbit hole of weirdness. It's like, I don't know any straight dude that's going for a Brazilian wax. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, it's confusing to me. It's like, you know, take her down an inch or two, Jesus Christ. But like, to actually go in somewhere and be like, unless you're a goddamn porn star, and be like, yeah, can you shave my whole, or can you wax my whole ass and dick and fucking whatever? What's up, people? We had a brief break there. It's been a very disruptive podcast today. I went on a wee bit too long about your fella waxing his dangly scrote pipe. We've got no questions this week. You know what I mean? We will wrap this up now because I have talked a lot of shit. Okay, there is now currently thunder and lightning outside, which is a sign from Jesus that we should quit this podcast. Okay, cheers for listening, folks. Cheers to all the Patreon people that keep signing up. You're keeping the wheels in motion, you know what I mean? All this shit doesn't pay for itself. You guys pay for it now, which means I can just go ahead and record in 9 installments, one podcast on a Sunday. So respect to you guys. Patreon.com/gentlemanpodcast. You know, helps with the hosting fees, all that shit. Becomes a job, you know, and we're in here shitting it out. Fucking hell. Did I not mention anything just for the end of this podcast? First of all, this is what I forgot to mention earlier. Shout out to anyone who came to Lavery's last week. Jesus fucking Christ. You find me a better comedy club, okay? I've been to fucking comedy clubs, bro. I was in the Comedy Store in LA last year. The hub of comedy in the world. All the best comedians come out of here. Do they fuck? Okay? A lot of shit gets through the net. A lot of fucking people going on stage like, hey man, what's up? I accidentally gave weed to my dog. And everyone's like, isn't that funny? Anyway, let me move on to something else. Shite. Okay? Lavery's Comedy Club is the dog's tits. For some reason, it was packed to the dick. Okay? Don't know why. Middle of summer. Good lineup. You know, Tim McGarry was there watching. You know, big Tim. Shout out to him. Come up to me at the end. And I was like, what's up, Tim? Big hugs. Lovely man. He's like, this is some fucking setup you've got going on here, Colin. And I was like, cheers, mate. Everyone did very well, you know. Fucking everyone's funny. Ryan did very well at the end there. Aaron's very good MC and all. You're all right, like, and great room and all. And I was like, all right, bro. What a kick in the bollocks. You know, Aaron's good, fucking Ryan's good. And all. You're all right, like, but you know what I mean. Congratulations on the 2 Odyssey gigs and the bar coming. The bar. The most Belfast thing of all time. He was down. Everyone killed, bro. Everyone killed. It was lethal. You know, if you're at the Fringe, go and see Ryan Cullen this year because he's a fucking beast. Armor Khan's at the Fringe too. You can go see that cunt. Fucking just class. One heckler, woman at the front from Larne. See, when you're over the age of 26 and you're a sloppy drunk, you gotta quit. You know, this woman was up at the front. She's like, I'm from fucking Larne, Swamp. And everyone was like, very cool. And anyone would mention something dirty and she'd be like, I wish. You wish, mister. And just everybody got laid into her. Unbelievable. Paddy McGahey, who is the nicest man in comedy, literally at the end of his set, was like, will you shut up? I'm trying to finish. And then he goes, I'm sure that's not the first time you've heard that. Scorched earth, bitch. Unbelievable. Incredible. The next one's on the 7th of August. Get down. You know what I'm saying? It's the fucking best comedy club. And I don't know. I've heard many other comedians say that this is fucking class. You know, the vibe is there. You know, it's dark, low ceiling, packed out. You know, Maureen takes care of the show running. It goes smoothly. It's a show. It's a real show, guys. So get down to that. I don't know what else I have to mention, really. Are we done here? Did we talk about the Area 51 thing on fucking Tom's, the podcast with Tom? Let's all get together and we'll storm Area 51 because there's a Netflix documentary and I'm a wee bit curious to see if there is actually aliens in there. Let's storm it. You couldn't storm your fucking own house at 3 in the morning when you come home blocked, you know what I mean? Phone your ma. I'm sorry, but sorry to wake you up. I'm sorry to wake you up, but I'm locked out. You said you'd leave a key under the door and I can't get in. I can't get in. Could you come down and open the door, please? You said you leave a key under the mat and I left the mat and there's no key. And then I checked under his ash chairs, I checked on that and all. And then I was trying to fucking, I was like knocking the door for ages and all. And then I was like, oh my god, my mummy's fucking forgot about me. Am I being abandoned? How do I open the door and all, fuck's sake and all? And then your mom comes down and she just opens the door and she goes, it was fucking open all the time, wasn't it? You go, all right, see you tomorrow whenever I've had my KFC. Me and you is gonna storm Earth 51. There seems to be a large crew of people approaching Area 51. Deploy let's go Operation Dracaris and just... That's the end of that shit. Fucking idiot. I always think, like, when people campaign for things or they've got these big ideas in mind, it's like, what's going to happen once you just get it, you know? Going back to old Waxy Dick there, you know, it's like, what if you had a green-lit life, if you were just walking into places?
Yes, madam, we will absolutely wax your penis vagina. Vaginas. No problem.
Okay. Give me a gay cake. Give me a cake with a cock on it.
No problem.
Also the same woman's Truman Show.
Oh, no problem. We make it for you.
They'd find something to give out about, you know what I mean? If it wasn't getting your dick waxed by some woman. I don't know. I've had a lot of coffee today. I'm zinged. Let's call it a day there. We'll call it a day and we'll be back later in the week. Probably doing a podcast with my boy Aaron McCann, because we've got a long week ahead of us. We're going to Action Bronson in Dublin. We're going to Dublin next weekend for the fucking Vodafone Comedy Festival. I'm not doing anything. He is. How did that happen? Who knows? It's a strange world. You know what I mean? Big-headed cunt. Getting tattoos. It's going to be quite the week. We're trying to do some vlogs. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So let's get out of here. Cheers to everyone who signed up the Patreon. Get yourself to Lavery's Comedy Club. Second night at the Odyssey's on sale. It's going to be a fucking show. Was I Googling red microphones? Yes, I was. Which means it's going to be off the fucking charts, bro. You know what I mean? I'm going to smoke on stage. Don't even smoke. It's going to be fucking dead laser. Anyway, get some merch too. I'll send you some fucking stickers pack. That's about it, guys. Take care of yourselves. Smile. Be kind. I'd love to just be like, you know, like Tony Robbins, but like me and Aaron were talking about that one. I just dishing out bad advice. Be kind. Smile. Murder those who disagree with you. And make sure to take care of the people that are closest to you, because that's all you have. Okay? And steal. Have a good day. That hurt my throat. Right, see you later. I love you, dirty bastard.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.